we just heard, reviews the Central and South American press. Thanks to everyone on the panel. Well, you've been listening to the International Press Roundtable, the monthly special edition of Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Stay tuned at 8 o'clock this evening for Corriente and a couple hours of great Latin music. And coming up next, we're going to be going to Cabaret. Thanks again for tuning in. And tune in again next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It will be time for a cabaret, but first, we've got this message.
The program is brought to you by the KGNU Listener members and by Samba Colorado, presenting Danceutopia World Dance Party and Fundraiser on Sunday, January 31st at 7 p.m. The event will be held at Syntax Psychic Opera, located at 554 Broadway in Denver, Colorado. More information at sambacolorado.com.
The time is now 7:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. This is the Cabaret program. My name is Riley Ann, your host, and I'm so excited to have Janine Gastineau and her band on this evening. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks, yeah. Riley.
So do you want to start off with a few tunes?
Yes. Yes, we do. The sea, the sky, and you and I. Sea and sky and you and I, we're all blue. All shades, all hues, we're all blues. Some blues are sad, but then some blues are glad. Dark and sad or bright and glad, they're all blues. All shades, all hues, they're all blues.
Shades, all hues, we're all.
the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. About you, don't get around much anymore.
All right, do you have another tune for us?
Yes, I do. A little samba. Mon Dieu, que c'est lâche, que c'est fâcheur. Quelle tragédie, qu'être car, mon Dieu, que c'est vache, mon amoureux est réparti le pas. Mon Dieu, que c'est triste, il m'aimait si peu. Moi, je l'aimais tant, je crois. Mon Dieu, tout t'en fiche, toi, tu n'as Dieu que pour un autre que moi. Même si le temps passe, je n'oublie pas. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba dans mon cœur qui bat. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba dans mon cœur qui bat. La samba dans mon cœur qui bat. Que c'est moche, c'est ennuyeux, tout est joué de moi. Mon Dieu, que c'est cloche de s'étirer Dieu et parier si froid. Mon Dieu, si tout existe même peu, ramène-moi. mon aquarelliste, si vaniteux qui ne peignait que moi. Même si le temps passe, je n'oublie pas. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba des jours avec toi. Le samba dans mon cœur qui bat. La samba des jours avec toi. La samba des jours avec toi. Le samba dans mon cœur qui bat. Le samba dans mon cœur qui bat. Samba des jours avec toi, le samba de mon cœur qui bat. La samba des jours avec toi, la samba des jours avec toi, le samba de mon cœur qui bat, le samba de mon cœur qui bat, le samba de mon cœur qui bat.
Thanks, guys. Can I let them know who's playing with me?
Sure. Do you want to introduce the band?
Yes. I have the marvelous Bill Copper on guitar and the equally marvelous Bill McCrossin on bass joining me tonight, which is a real pleasure. And we're going to sing one more song. This is one of my favorite Brazilian tunes by a gentleman named Pixinguinha. And enough said.
Coração, não sei porquê, bate feliz quando te vê, e os meus olhos ficam sorrindo e pelas ruas vão te seguindo. Mesmo assim, fortes de mim, meu coração, não sei porquê, bate feliz quando te vê. Ficamos sorrindo e pelas ruas vão te seguindo, mas mesmo assim, fortes de mim. Ah, se tu soubesses como sou tão carinhoso e muito que te quero. Fugirias mais de mim. Vem, 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 vem. Vem sentir o calor dos lábios meus à procura dos teus. Vem matar esta paixão. Feliz, bem feito. Serei feliz, bem feliz. Serei feliz, bem feliz.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
I love listening to you sing in French. I have no idea what you're saying, but I could listen to you all day.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I'm curious, what was your first introduction to the French language, and how did that love develop that you wanted to sing in French?
Oh, well, my name is French, and I'm of French extraction, so I thought when I started singing that it'd be pretty embarrassing if I didn't sing something in French with a name like mine. I was in college studying classical voice, and you have to learn art songs in every language. And so I started learning some Fauré, which I just fell in love with. And then a good friend of mine my freshman year also was a huge Edith Piaf fan and sang a lot of her music. And so I learned some Piaf back then. And so it was... Yeah, it's been a long time. So, and then I studied the language, of course, too. So, yeah.
And so what are some of the challenges of singing in French versus English?
Well, it's placed different in your throat and your head. It's further back in your throat, which is kind of works against you in trying to be articulate with your lips and tongue and getting the sound out. And so I'm always worried about that and about, is my intonation slipping because I'm dropping everything down instead of sending everything up. So that's a big challenge. And the vowels. And I have this hard Midwestern R. I'm from here, but I spent many years in the Midwest. And it's very hard to get rid of that and have a proper French R. Actually, it's hard in Portuguese, too, to get rid of that Midwestern R. Darn it. So that's the big one.
Yeah. So do you feel like you have, when you sing in French, do you feel like it's well received from the audience, or do you feel like you have to seek out specific performance opportunities for that to showcase singing in French?
Well, no, I've been sort of working songs in. I do a whole evening of Brazilian music, and about a year ago, I started throwing French songs in, just a few, and people seem to love them. So I'm excited because this Friday, I'm doing a whole evening, finally, of French music in Denver at Le Cour Art Bar, and so some of every song you'll hear tonight that's sung in French will be on that set list, and Bill and Bill are in this show with me, along with drummer Raoul Rossiter, so... So, yeah, it's been very well received to the point where I thought, well, yeah, why not do a whole evening of it? So
that's wonderful. So, Bill Copper on guitar, I'm curious. You've done some really nice solos. Both of you have done some really nice solos in the songs you've done so far. What kind of goes through your mind when you are developing a solo in your mind?
Oh, man, it's something between just... trying to come up with another melody, and then also just kind of using the language that I've developed over the years of just playing a lot of solos, maybe too many.
There's no such thing
too many
as
guitar
too many.
Solos. But really, it's kind of added up into something now where it's there's a lot of resource material I can just kind of draw from. So if there's always something there, you know, I can kind of go on all night about nothing if you really... just need me to. Oh, I got another one.
You've got another
one
42
here.
Minutes.
Right. Wasn't there an Onion article about that? A guitarist awakens after a 10-year guitar solo or something.
I did want to throw in that actually I was at this class with Tom Reese, who's a professor at CU, and he loves to talk about jazz. And I wish I could remember the name of the book, but he talked about this research that was done by some neurologists about jazz musicians, and they examined the brain when they played, and that the part of the brain that is most about who you truly are lights up when you're soloing. So the theory was you're telling us something about yourself when you're soloing, which I thought was really pretty deep. So you're revealing
the police tonight, then. Yeah. Mr. Copper, a few things in your solo I'd like to discuss with you.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Right. Great. Well, do you want to play a few more songs for us?
Sure, let's do it.
Sure.
Okay, great. So what's up next?
I should probably mention that what we did before, we started with a mashup of the great tune All Blues that we took into Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And then the second one was a little samba sung in French, Samba J'ai Mon Coeur Qui Bat, the samba of my beating heart. And then, of course, Carinhoso, that wonderful song, which everybody who's anybody in Brazil has recorded since it was written in the late 20s. Great tune. So let's see, what's the next one is, oh, Under Paris Skies, right? Is that the next one?
Sure.
Okay.
We have here.
Mm-mm. All right.
Tempo, madame.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Sous le ciel de Paris s'envole une chanson. Elle est née d'aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon. Sous le ciel de Paris marchent les amoureux. Le bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, brigeons par milliers. Sous le ciel de Paris jusqu'au soir vont chanter l'hymne d'un peuple épris de sa vieille cité. Près de Notre-Dame, parfois couvre un drame. Oui, mais à Paname s'arranger. Quelques rayons du ciel d'été, l'accordéon d'un marinier, l'espoir fleurit au ciel de Paris. Et le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel. Pardonner, il offre un ciel. Fleurit au ciel de Paris. le ciel de Paris n'est pas longtemps cruel. Pour se faire pardonner, il offre un ciel sous le ciel de Paris, sous le ciel de Paris, sous le ciel de Paris.
I want to switch it up. Let's do Let's Fall in Love next.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that tune, Under Paris Skies. Has a great English lyric too, but I like the French one. Yeah.
I love the way it ends with that chord too. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that nice how it goes like that? Yeah. And so I also wanted to say the next one we're going to be doing, I love standards, and this is a favorite standard of mine by Harold Arlen and his first writing partner, Ted Kohler, before he wrote with Yip Harburg. You might know Harold Arlen, fame of writing the songs from The Wizard of Oz. But before that, he wrote with this other guy, and they just wrote a lot of really happy, fun songs, and this is just a great tune that Bill and I really like doing together and have for a long time, called Let's Fall in Love. And it's especially fun. Some of these tunes have just a great verse at the top, and this is one of them. So we'll be doing that too. So.
Okay, great.
I've got a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? Love is calling, I am falling, why be shy? Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we? Fall in love, our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance, why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been made for each other, to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it. While we are young, let's fall in love. shouldn't we fall in love? Art's made of it, let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try. Let's make a go of it. 'Cause you know we might have been meant for each other. To be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love, why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
That was great.
Thanks.
I love the vocal control that you have.
Thank you. I'm glad it seems that way.
Yeah. So I'm curious, as a vocalist, what artists have you listened to in the past and do you continue to listen to that you really listen for, you know, their inflections and you feel that you've really learned something from listening to them?
Well, I certainly can do more to listen to vocalists who have great intonation and inflection, but what I've always been drawn to are the really emotional singers. I don't sound anything like them, but Joni Mitchell, Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, probably more than anyone else, and even just newer singers now, I'm always drawn to someone who's very expressive emotionally, because that's what I'm trying to do too, is to get something out. These songs are so rich in feeling and meaning and romance and truth, and I just want to, there are all different ways to sing them, but that's the way I like to sing them. So yeah, those three especially.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah, and I was wondering, you know, with your combination of doing a lot of different standards, what sort of considerations do you make to keep them sort of fresh and original and sort of your own renditions of these songs?
That's tough. I mean, I think going for the emotional meaning is always good, because that'll make it unique. That'll make it yours, of course. I do work on the phrasing a lot, and I need to learn to improvise better so that I could improvise more and then make, you know, in the way that instrumentalists do, and then that would also make it more my own. That's something I'm still learning, so.
Well, like I said before the show, I've never heard someone scat in French, so that could be your own thing.
That's right.
So I understand you haven't always been specifically a jazz singer. What's been sort of your evolution as an artist?
Well, I did a lot of theater growing up. I mean, I've always sung, but I got into theater in high school, and so I come from a musical theater background, and that's what my degree is in. And then after college and working in summer stock and stuff for a while, then I had a family. And so when I started singing again, I started singing in church. And then I was with a three-part harmony women's trio called the Whippoorwills. Some people in this area might remember us. We were pretty active about 10 years ago. And I loved that, loved singing that folk and swing and Americana with two other really talented women. And then that group started to kind of break up. Somebody was moving away. And I also just wanted to do the scariest thing of all, which was go on stage as myself. And so that's what started me doing this.
So how do you feel that you've grown as an artist or as a person by taking that risk and jumping into jazz and, you know, just putting yourself out there?
Well, I've gotten more confident, and I've learned to hide how afraid I can be sometimes. We're all kind of scared up there. It's refreshing to hear from musicians you admire that they're you know, going through that same thing in their heads. I've just learned that as time's gotten has passed, that I don't want to waste any more time, I guess. I feel confident to keep doing what I'm doing because I don't want to waste any more time not doing it. I love it so much. So,
well, I love listening to it. So
thank you. Thank you, Riley.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy with players like this. I do have to give a shout out to them. And I mean, this area has such incredible musicians, and even when you're starting out as a new singer, I mean, they're really willing to play with you and back you up because they just love playing and want to play. And there's just a tremendous amount of warmth and generosity in the Denver Boulder jazz music scene among the instrumentalists. And I'm so grateful for that. I've learned so much about music from playing with players like these guys. So, yeah.
So what would your advice be to someone who, you know, maybe they play in their bedroom and they haven't really played in front of people? What would be, you know, your advice for them if they want to maybe start branching out and maybe start performing?
Well, going to open mic nights and starting to meet people, that's how I did. And that's where you can run into other musicians and other singers. But bigger than that, just to not be afraid. If you want to do it, please do it. Share an evening with another singer so you don't have to carry it all by yourself. But please do it. Come to my gig and sit in with me. I always let people sit in, always. Just do it. It's so important to let your voice be heard, especially musically, any way you want to. I feel so strongly about that.
Yeah. And did you have a particular mentor in your past that really helped you get past any particular challenges or any hurdles?
Oh my gosh. So many along the ways. I guess I'd like to give a shout out actually to my best friend and fellow singer, Paula Jane Friedland. We do these Stephen Sondheim musical reviews. We've done several of them at Lanny's Clock Tower Cabaret. And Lanny is also a dear friend who has helped me a lot. But in developing shows like that with my best friend, she's just given me a lot of support and courage to go out there and do what I do. And she has a lot more experience than I do. And so she's really pushed me along. So thank you, Paula.
Okay. Do you have a song you want to do next?
Yes. Let's go ahead and do Si Tu Savais. This is another tune I'll be singing later this week, and I've sung this before, and I just wanted to say a little bit about it. Django Reinhardt wrote this tune, and there's a wonderful lyric by a man named Georges Ulmer, and it's just, I don't know, it's just fun to sing. Just fun to sing. It loosely translated means, if you only knew. You know, it's another song of French, French song of heartbreak, so...
Je vois au loin le jour qui s'élève, un jour sans joie, sans raison. Je pleure en pensant aux heures trop brèves, aux heures d'amour, d'abandon. Si tu savais combien j'ai pleuré, si tu savais comme tout a changé, oh mon amour, oui tu reviendrais, si seulement tu savais combien je suis seule depuis ton départ, combien j'ai souffert dans mon désespoir, oh mon amour, oui tu reviendrais. Si seulement tu savais que tant de plaisir et tant de joie pourraient revenir sur un mot de toi. Si tu savais combien j'ai pleuré, si tu savais comme tout a changé, oh mon amour, oui, tu reviendrais, si seulement tu savais. Thank you.
ton plaisir et ton joie pourrait revenir sur un mot de toi, de toi. Si tu savais combien j'ai pleuré, si tu savais comme tout a changé, oh mon amour, oui, tu reviendrais. Si seulement tu
How about Gingy?
Gingy.
For the listeners, this is a beautiful Jobim tune, an arrangement by an old friend of mine, João Junqueira.
Sky with faraway clouds just wandering by. Where do they go? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Wind that speaks to the leaves, telling stories that no one believes. Stories of love belong to you and me. Oh, Gingy, if I only had words, I would say all the beautiful things that I see when you're with me. Oh, my Gingy. Song of the wind in the trees, that's how my heart is singing, Gingy, happy Gingy, when you're with me. I love you more each day, yes I do, yes I do. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you, my Gingy.
Without you, my Gingy, without you, my Gingy.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I love that tune. These guys played it such a beautiful way.
So do you envision yourself singing or speaking to someone when you're performing that particular song?
Yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm curious, you name dropped Nina Simone, and I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such a great example of the, you know, the great artists who they intertwine themselves so much into their art.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for her in particular, she was so much of an activist, and,
oh, yeah.
and everything was just right there on stage. It was, I don't know, there was like a rawness about that. So I was mm-hmm. curious, what do you feel compelled to share with your listeners? What do you feel is your role as an artist?
Well, I guess I would like to be a champion, especially of the music from the 20s to the 50s, the Great American Songbook, because, well, and maybe also as a singer of the lyric in general, because the lyrics and the melodies from that era in American music were just so beautifully crafted. There's a funny story about Richard Rodgers hating jazz musicians to improvise his music because he had worked so hard on crafting it, although, you know, jazz musicians do great things with Richard Rodgers' music. But I want to champion that because I think there are such beautiful messages in that. And when I think about Brazilian music, bossa and samba most specifically, but not just that, and the French chanson, again, the lyrics are so great. There's such poetry in them. It's so powerful. And you can certainly have jazz without a vocalist. Absolutely. But I love what vocalists can do and bring to that and keep those lyrics alive because I love words. I was a writer and I just think the words are really important and special and magical. And yeah, so that's my role, I guess.
That's a great role. So I understand you had an album recently come out.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that a whole experience like? How did you choose your songs?
Oh, my gosh.
How do you feel about it now?
Well, I wish I had sung like a million times better, but I had a great lineup of musicians. Bill Copper was there on guitar on several tracks. Pianists Jeff Jenkins and Eric Gunnison. Drummers Jill Fredrickson and Raul Rossiter. And bassist Bijou Barbosa. And I just tried to pick things that really were meaningful to me. I did have two songs that featured guest artist Mitchell Long, who's a wonderful singer and guitar player and composer who is in L.A. now and works all over the world, but has connections back here. So he sings and plays with me on two songs that are also his arrangements. So I wanted to include those because I have a really special collaboration with him. And then I included other songs that were really meaningful to me. Several years ago, Bijou Barbosa and I put together an evening of Rodgers and Hart music, and that was a really special show that I always loved. And so I chose two songs from that show. And then God Bless the Child is just, Billie Holiday wrote it. I had to put that in. Summertime, you know, Eric plays it so beautifully. I loved that. I've been performing Caravan for a while, and Jeff Jenkins is a huge Duke Ellington fan. So whenever I would gig with him, we'd always do a bunch of Ellington tunes. And I thought, well, he has to play that tune. And then Jeff also is really great with Brazilian music, and he came up with this beautiful arrangement of a song called Insensatez. And I found out later it was inspired by a Chopin melody, and I love Chopin. And Jeff actually put some very Chopin-esque things in his arrangement, which I loved. So it was just picking things that were either meaningful to me or that I knew the players liked. There's a track, Fragile, by Sting, and Bill plays a killer solo on that. Just very sensitive and beautiful. And so, you know, I try to give them things that they like to play, too. I want the musicians to be happy. So playing with people they like and songs they like. So
great. Well, if I want to learn more about your album, where could I go to listen to it?
My website, which is JeanineGastineau.com, and it's also on, am I allowed to say where else it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. And I think you can find my songs on Spotify, but of course, I hope you'll go to my website and purchase it.
Yeah, so if we wanted to hear you live, where what do you have for upcoming shows?
Oh, well, this Friday, I'm very excited to be performing the All-French Evening of Music with these two wonderful musicians and Raoul Rossiter on drums at La Cour Art Bar in Denver. It's on South Broadway in the Antiques Row District. And then I'm back at Café Soleil in February on the 5th with Nice Work Jazz Combo, doing a bunch of standards and Latin tunes. And then Bill Copper and Raoul and I will be back at Café Soleil on February 27th, doing a whole evening of Brazilian bossa and samba. And that'll be a lot of fun, too. So
yeah, it sounds fun.
Yeah. So
great. Well, I think we have time for another song or two, if you'd like to play.
Okay, great. Let's see. We didn't do Willow yet, right? Okay, let's do Willow Weep for Me. You better count it in, because my last count was... Willow, weep for me. Willow, weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to the sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and a-making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and a-crying all alone. A weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend a willow and weep for me. Sinned, to leave my heart a-breaking and a-making a moan. Murmur through the night to hide this starry light, so none will find me sighing and a-crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me. When the shadows fall, bend a willow and weep for me. For me. Thank you.
We actually had a request come in from Potosi, Wisconsin.
Whoa.
Wow.
Midwest connection.
We actually, we bonded before the show. A lot of us are from the Midwest, so very small region in the Midwest.
Yeah, like, yeah. Really weird.
75 square miles or something?
Yeah.
Hanover, like, Galena.
Nobody knows about these places. It's like forgotten, you know.
So we had a request from Potosi, Wisconsin from Noah, who's a brewer at the Potosi Brewery. Mm. And he was wondering if you could spell your website, because your last name, believe it or not, is not that easy to spell.
Oh, all right. Of course. It is Janine. Like J9, J-A-N-I-N-E, and my last name, G-A-S-T-I-N-E-A-U. If you forget it, there was a New York Jets player, Mark Gastineau, back in the day, and we spell our name the same way, so.
All right, noted.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think we still have time for just one more tune, if you'd like to send us on our way with one last one.
What do you think about Portrait in Black and White?
Oh, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
That won't be too
long. Tragedy here.
That's
play
right.
Play us out.
Okay, play us out, sadly.
I mean, play us out.
All right. Right, just a light little tune by Tom Jobim and Chico Buarque.
Já conheço espaços desestrada, sei que não vai dar em nada. Seus segredos sei de cor. Já conheço as pedras do caminho e sei também que ali sozinho eu vou ficar. Tanto pior, o que é o que eu posso contra o encanto desse amor que eu nego tanto, evito tanto, e que no entanto volta sempre enfeitiçar com seus mesmos tristes velhos fatos que no álbum te retrato eu temo em colecionar.
Boulder, 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Netherlands, online at kgnu.org. You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente.
Amigos se baila todos los días. Si canta Pedraza, baila hasta la policía. Olvida los miedos y llenate de alegría. Es la magia bruja de Andalucía. Bailamos bien rico y cantamos pa' olvida. Este sufrimiento que a veces no se nos va. Trae pa' casa vaina y amor no vacila. Oye, mi reina, ya sabes qué va a pasar. Esta es la cumbia que baila en los barrios. Cuido pesado, cuido pesado. Esta es la cumbia que monta el relajo. Cuido pesado, cuido pesado. Esta es la cumbia de los mexicanos. Cuido pesado, cuido pesado. Esta es la cumbia del mero patrón. Ruge el sonidero San Juan de Aragón.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning into KGNU's Corriente. You just heard the newest from Hector Guerra with the track Hilo Pesado, Cumbia del Cuervo, and that was actually off of his newest album called